This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking about the best of Portugal. We've been joined by tour guides Fatima Bugarin and Claudia Costa. Fatima, you are from a town called Tomar, and you took me there. It's very rare that I would add another chapter to a book that I've already written for many editions, but I didn't know Tomar. Tell us just very briefly about the highlights of Tomar and why it's worth putting on your map if you're considering a trip to Portugal.
Well, Tomar, for me, would have been one of the best cities and one of the most important when it comes to our history. It has the only Knights Templar castle still working, still up ever since from the 12th century, together with something which is the Convent of Christ, which was home to the major order of our maritime expansion. And so this up on a hill with a beautiful little town laid out and planned by Prince Henry the Navigator, dating back to the 15th century, this is our grid, makes it unique. You have the oldest synagogue in Portugal is in Tomar, and you have...
And you got this circular church. It's like visiting the Wizard of Oz almost, and it's 800 years old.
Yes, it is the Chirola.
And what is the Knights Templar as related to the Crusades?
Knights Templar played a very important part in our history, in the history of Portugal, in our independence, in the Reconquista. So they settled in Tomar in 1160.
So the Reconquista is pushing the Moors back into Africa.
Yes.
So they swept into Spain and Portugal in the 8th century. And then for many centuries, the reconquering, the Reconquista, and the Knights Templar was part of that initiative.
And they were the beginnings of it, yes. They joined up with our first king, Afonso Henriquez, and that's how they started, from the north to the south, and they settled in the center.
So if you're interested in Knights Templar and this amazing church that goes back 800 years, Tomar, T-O-M-A-R.